It is February 26, 2024. It is 5:48 p.m. Yes, it is pretty late. I literally just got home about an hour and a half ago. No, about an hour ago. I was in downtown all day. Just literally working in different locations. There's one point I was working in the cafeteria of a hospital. Yeah. So I ended up working there for a bit, do my day job. Wi-Fi wasn't the best, but it's doable. The food was not bad. I ended up just staying there because I have to be in that area. So I just stayed there, put my feet up and work for a bit. So I just want to give you guys some updates on this ART tube MPC issue that I was having. I've been talking about it for a while now. So here it is. Originally, I was planning to buy two of the tube MPC to find out if I can use this setup as a mobile studio, but using a tube preamp with a compressor going into a recorder. And the recorder's job is to record now. Just to give it a little bit more warmthness, that's why I was looking for a tube preamp. And a very simple compressor, because I want to compress the signal going into the recording instead of doing post. Just to give it a little bit more, substance to the recording. As you guys know, I had issues with the tube MPC. Since day one, like, I bought it when it was working, perfectly. It was perfectly the way I wanted it to work. But I was getting this really buzzing issues, especially when I touched the unit itself, and that's why I ended up going back to the shop and returning the tube itself. So before I actually went back to the shop, the original thought was to have two of them to do a two-channel recording between myself and my guest or my co-host at your book club, especially when we do a live recording. Because when we do a live recording, it's nice to hear the warmthness of the voice instead of the digital sounding when you record, especially if there's any dynamic processing within the recorder. So sometimes I'm not a big fan of it. It's too, for me, it's just too fake. I prefer a outboard equipment, especially an analog outboard equipment. But anywho, I've checked different outboard gear that fits my needs. Especially the form factor issue. All the compressors that I want to use, they're all one rack or one RU. So this means I have to rack mount it. I have to do a lot more things to it. I just don't want to do that. When I decided to go with the ART, I did a little bit of research. Some people swear by them. Some people hate them. Some of them are just a hit and miss type product. So I took a gamble buying one just in case. And it worked when it works, right? But if it doesn't work, it is a pain to troubleshoot. So I returned the tube amp and went back to the shop, like I said, replaced the other one that I had. And they had one more left, so I ended up buying another one, taking a gamble that both of them are like working condition, because apparently ART, if they're working perfectly, they're like rock solid. If they have any issues with quality control, they're awful. Then it's like, oh, it's all over the place. Doesn't matter what you're doing. Some of the reviews are just all over the place regarding the quality control and especially the quality of it internally. But if they are working perfectly, they are solid, like incredibly solid, and works wonderful, right? So here it is. I bought two of them. And now I spend like half an hour to 45 minutes. Literally, when I got home, I was testing it. After I feed Marco, I went straight to my office and testing this. Now I have both tubes working perfectly. I'm literally touching them. They're one on top of the other and touching them. And I have no issues. And they're literally on top of each other and no problems. So with that said, it works. The concept that I had was for equipment wise, it works. Now everything works perfectly. I have cables now. I just have to get two balanced cables that's longer than a foot. I'm like, oh, that's a motorcycle. The compressor is working perfectly. It's squeezing that in and you can actually hear it. Granted, the motorcycle is incredibly loud too. So either way, everything's working perfectly. I am going to leave this up and running. Original thought was stacking both tubes up on one on top of the other. And that's still a plan, but there is a physical tube in this thing, right? And the biggest problem now, because of analog and its tube and its analog, it does heat up. It does heat up. So I have to make sure that there's a gap in between. So when I rig something up for this, I have to make sure there's a piece of like something just to let the air goes through, just to for ventilation. Again, that's some minor details I have to figure out, but it does work. It really does work. So hopefully I can put this in a rest. I can put a pin in this and say, yes, it is done. It's working. I am happy with this. I can move on with my life and I can start recording even more. So recording other podcasts. So that works perfectly. I just have to figure out how to put a spacer in between to make this work. There's one point I was thinking about putting a zip ties in, a zip tie just to give a little bit of air circulation in between, but that might not work anymore because originally I was planning to put a zip tie both of them. I was hoping that's going to be a gap when you stack them on top of the each other, but that's definitely wishful thinking now. So what I'm planning to do is I just have to rig something up to make this work. But hold on, let me touch everything again. See, I'm touching everything. Cables, even the connectors, nothing. There's no buzzing, there's no hissing, there's nothing. So it works flawlessly. So now I can't wait to go out and record live, on location recording for podcasts. So this is perfect. Now I just have to figure out how to put a spacer in between. But again, that's minor stuff. So yeah, that's one thing that I ended up doing today is just to get the thing sorted out. I was mentioning earlier that I was downtown working remotely from home. That was already remotely working from the office. So I spent the majority of the day close to the hospital. Because that's where I need to be, especially in that area. So what I end up doing is I end up using their cafeteria as my home base. So because they have free Wi-Fi as well too, so that worked out really well. So I literally got there in the morning, set up, do my meetings, come back, sit there for a bit, have breakfast before my meeting. Sorry, I went for breakfast first. Went for my meeting. Went back to the hospital, ate there for lunch, and went back to my second meeting. Then after that, okay, I'm going home. So that was my thing. And the food wasn't like high-end food. We're talking about a cafeteria food. We're talking about, do you ever remember growing up that when you go to high school cafeteria, it's always, we call it the dirty cafeteria. I call it dirty cafeteria. It's very, very old school style cafeteria. You have to line up, you have to choose which one you want, everything has already been made in advance, but you know it's not going to be gourmet, but you know it's going to be good enough or even better than we expected. And this cafeteria did it for me. I did not expect to be mind-blowing, but it was good. Right, because I had a breakfast sandwich sausage with egg, and everything was made it was made to, they made it early enough that it's still warm, so they put under a warm plate to keep it warm. So when you take a bite of it, the eggs were super freshly made. They literally put it together with cheese in it. Yeah, those cheese, but they're good. It wasn't, again, high end, but it was good. It was tasty, right? And the muffin itself, again, it was I believe was brought in from somewhere, because it's definitely not made in at the cafeteria. But it was again, I had a banana muffin. I tasted the banana. I ate it, and it was good, right? So there. So for lunch, I ended up going. Like I mentioned, I went back there, but I ended up ordering a chicken burger. Their fixings was not high end, like it wasn't a lot, but it was. They gave me generous fixings, generous portion chicken. The buns were toasted, and when you take a bite of it, it was seasoned properly. It was very good chicken. Right, again, they cooked it in advance, they put it aside, and after that, per order, they'll heat it up and they serve, right? So that's what I ended up doing for lunch, and they did have patties there. So I'm actually going back in that area tomorrow again. So I might stop by and grab a beef patty. I'm going to find out what kind of beef patty it is. If it's a Patty King, even better. So yeah, my expectation for cafeteria and a hospital is actually doing really, really well. In my expectation, it was not that bad. If I have to give it a rating, I'll give it about a 7.5 out of 10, to be honest with you. It wasn't that bad at all. It was actually very good. I was very, very impressed. I'm not going to hate on it. It was very good. In a pinch, it was great. Free Wi-Fi, it's great. And it's kind of funny, though, because I noticed that there's a TV, there's a display in the wall, and I noticed that there was a patient number and the status, if they're doing surgery, if they're seeing the doctors, anything like that. It was designed for families to be there waiting for their loved ones or their friends or whatever, finishing their procedures. So looks like it's just a number they give you. But I noticed that they everyone walk around with this card with a number, and they just refer this number to the board. And I've noticed that it felt like it was like an arrival of a revival. It feels like a arrival lounge of an airport. Everyone always looks at the board, waiting for something to come in. Next thing you know, everyone like grab their stuff, run out to the cafeteria. So it was pretty. It felt like it was an airport. I'm just hanging around with an airport instead of like planes coming in as patients finishing their procedures. So it was, again, it wasn't weird, but it was weird enough, right? And I was very, very, very. Yeah, it was just a nice day to do something different. So, like I said, I'm going to be there around that area again. So I'm going to try to see if I get a beef patty and try it out, because, again, the price is actually very good. It's not expensive at all. Plus, the parking is amazing. It's for Toronto parking, it was like $15 the whole day. And if you go to like a Green Pea or a municipal run parking lot or even a private parking lot, you are paying more than $25. So I'm willing to park there, walk for a bit, and go to my meeting and head back and possibly do lunch there. So yeah, it was a good day. So I'm going to go check out Rest with Marco, and I'll chat to you guys tomorrow. Good night, guys.